Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Octonauts, The Great Algae Escape and Other Stories, Octonauts Book 1, written by Vicky Wong and Michael C. Murphy, and read by a full cast.
Explore! Rescue!
Protect! The Octonauts and the Whale Shark. Look at these pictures coming in from Dashy.
Ooh, where is she, Captain?
She's exploring a strange underwater cave.
There's some amazing stuff in here.
Let's run these pictures through the computer to get a good look at the whole cave. Looks like there's squid and some tropical seaweed.
The cave floor's red and wiggly.
Those little rocks hanging down look kind of familiar.
That's because they're teeth and the floor is a tongue.
How can a cave have teeth and a tongue?
Because it's not a cave, Peso. It's
a whale shark!
Dashy!
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sort of.
You're not in a cave. You're in a whale shark.
Get out, now!
Uh-oh, closing time. My camera!
Dashy, can you hear me?
I'm all right, Captain.
The signal can't reach her now that the mouth is shut.
She's trapped inside a whale shark.
We need to get her out. Peso, sound the octo alert. Octonauts, to the launch bay. Octonauts, this is a whale shark.
No, Tunip, a whale shark isn't a whale. It's the biggest fish in the sea, as big as a school bus.
It's so big that Dashy thought its mouth was a cave, and now she's disappeared inside it.
How dare that dastardly beast swallow our mate?
I'm certain he didn't do it on purpose, Quasi. The whale shark is a filter feeder. A filter feeder doesn't use his teeth for biting. He just opens his mouth and swallows whatever's there.
And this whale shark swallowed Dashy. We have to get her out.
Then you'll need to take this whale shark detector.